You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
All right, and welcome back to episode 4 of the Preppy Pimpin' Podcast.
Numero cuatro.
Quattro. It's the fourth one. Son?
Quatre. That's French, if you ain't know.
I did not know, so thank you for explaining that, Doug. Well, hey, thank you for joining us, as always. It's your host, Brian. I'm also joined here with...
What up, though? Douglas Crockett. Checking in. All juice, speed fracks, count racks. No, I'm playing it.
So, you know, to kick off today's episode, there's a few things that we wanted to talk about today. The first one being the fact that Nike and Colin Kaepernick have come together, and the story behind it is actually pretty damn cool, that essentially Colin Kaepernick had been on Nike's roster in terms of like an athlete with that has a contract signed to him for years now, and they're just trying to figure out the best time to use him. And they recently came out with this new slogan, with this new campaign, and he is the face of it. And it obviously pissed the NFL off. But at the end of the day, it pissed the NFL off, and a lot of people, they're burning Nikes and stuff like that, which is funny because Nike already got money. A lot of conservative Americans. Although, like, we don't discriminate against conservative Americans, but...
I don't claim shit to keep it 100, though. I ain't with none of that shit.
Right. Well, I'm pretty liberal.
I'm a West Side nigga.
That's it right there. But, you know, the Nike stock drove through the roof. And they're making huge strides, although they may have angered some people. So we wanted to start off today by just, you know, talking a little bit more about that and, you know, the impact that it has had on the culture.
Well, let me start off by saying, in terms of how people are reacting to that cap shit, that's some cap shit. How people just like react to this shit. Like why y'all being so salty over the fact that, like, they're making, Colin Kaepernick the face of like Nike, like, I mean, but I feel like just with just that whole particular situation that happened with Kaepernick, and then just like with, you know, just Trump getting elected in office, it just, I feel like these past couple years, I feel like the just the true racism in people that, or in some people that they've been suppressing over the years, especially during the Obama administration, I feel like it has been, the more of it has been coming to the forefront. But I guess you can't necessarily say that's a bad thing, because now, like, the
you know those people that you can talk about and people that you can't. And honestly,
but yeah, that cap shit, some cap shit, I'll let that boy cook.
Yeah, exactly.
Shout out to Kaepernick, Black Power.
You know, one thing that's kind of funny that I have personally been doing is, so I was at work the other day, and one of my coworkers was kneeling, like, he was on one knee, and he was talking to one of our other coworkers, and I walked up to him and was like, I stand with Cap too, my dog. And he...
more so, he dog just said, I kneel with Cap.
Yeah. Honestly...
Wait, no, no,
The look on his face, dog, that shit was so funny, because he is a conservative American.
Wait, dog,
who
dog
did not
dog,
like that.
Dog didn't kneel. He's standing. So I said that was incorrect. That was an incorrect statement. I just said, yes, yeah, stand with Cap.
He's taking a stand.
Yeah.
And bro looked at me and did not know what to say. And I was just like, gotcha, nigga.
The thing is, though, when you would just hear about people burning all like their Nike shit, whatnot, you never hear nobody talking about burning like no Nike Nikes. Like, no shoes, like Casper wouldn't burn it once.
No, they weren't. No, because, I mean, think about it, though. Like, when it comes to the Air Force Ones, I feel like it's primarily, like, African-American.
Anybody burning them Air Max 95s? Everybody in them bitches these days. Anybody burning them 95s?
No one.
Anybody burning Air Max 95s?
They're burning the Air Monarchs, the dad shoe.
Them bullshit joints you get goddamn... like Myers and shit.
It is the Myers special.
You need to burn a bitch anyway. Him bitches is busted.
Yeah. Well, I saw this meme, though, that was like basically that those people that were not buying that were buying the Air Monarchs, that they just switched over to New Balance now.
What the see, now there's like there's the hard New Balances, but then like there's like them
the 574s classic.
Yeah. And they're the like the goofy ass New Balances, like the like them the ones you see typically like dads wearing. They're like white, or dads and like pedophiles.
Yeah.
like the white joints were like like the Navy.
Yeah,
the Navy outline on the logo. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they went to, bro. And honestly, it's crazy to think that, like, just the aesthetic design of that shoe seems like it is not made for running whatsoever. Like, the dads I see wear those look like they have never fucking ran in their life, bro.
Them shits is made for not having no sauce.
No sauce at all. It's made for the opposite. They might be like lactose.
It's made for niggas like to be bland.
Yeah.
I like to be seasoned. I like to have sauce, you know, so.
Yeah, honestly, that's probably the difference between the two cultures of the people that wear them. You know what I'm saying? My man's got the Monarchs. He'd probably be cooking with nothing. Maybe some butter, a little salt, a little pepper. That's it.
Yeah, see, I like lemon pepper seasoning on my shit. You know, I'm playing it, man. Yeah. I got to sauce it up.
Lemon pepper, I'm a Lowry's type of guy myself. That seasoned salt, you know what I'm saying? Got to hit him with it. You know, I'll be salt bamp in the kitchen and shit like that. That's just how I'm living.
So much sauce, you should call me honey mustard.
Bow! Now, but, you know, another current event that has been popping off lately, too, is this whole beef between, like, Nicki Minaj and Cardi B. I don't know if you've seen any of the videos, any of the footage about it, but it's pretty crazy. So I guess Nicki Minaj has been, like, very subtly taking tweets, taking, like shots at Cardi B, and she basically was not here for it. So at Fashion Week in New York, I think this was, like, last week.
Hey, my cousin was out there doing hair. Shout out to my cousin Rocky.
Yo, shout out to the cuzzo. But, yeah, they start to mollywop a little bit, start to get into a fight. And, yeah, it's been trending and a bunch of shit like that. So, you know, honestly, between the two, I feel like I got to give it to Cardi. Like, if they were to get into a fight, I feel like Cardi will fuck up Nicki.
I personally don't give a fuck. I just know that Shorty had a lump on the side of her head.
She did.
That shit was looking wild crazy.
It was looking wild crazy. But, I don't know. I feel like Cardi is fucking crazy. You know, when she was out here stripping, like, you ever see goddamn Players Club? She kind of reminds me of one of them strippers from Players Club. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it's a crazy movie.
I feel like I need to see that movie.
Yeah, it's wild, dog. It's got Lisa Ray in it. Sexy ass Lisa Ray.
No disrespect to Cardi movement, but I feel like ever since she's, like, been on just like the forefront in the just overall pop culture, I feel like Cardi's that chick that make women feel proud to be ratchet and own that shit. And which means, like,
totally.
I'm not even saying that, like, to have, like, you know, like a negative, like, you know, negative tone to it. Like, shit, if that's you, shit, be you, embrace you. Like, I guess, like, Shorty, it's just like she just pretty much is based on how she puts herself out to the public. She just like, hey, like, this is me. Like, I'm a little ratchet, but, like, I own that shit. Which, like, in that case, especially if that is who you truly are, yeah, own that shit.
You know, it's normalizing it. You know what I'm saying? It makes it to where it's like, huh, this is Cardi B.
Yeah.
I saw this interview with her on Jimmy Fallon. And she was straight up making, like, all the fucking ad-lib noises that she makes, like that, when she be getting excited and shit. And I was just like, damn, this makes for some entertaining TV, but damn, this is kind of ignorant.
Sure, you got all these girls there talking about some okay.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yo, it's entertaining. And maybe that's the thing, though. Maybe that we as you know, consumers of this entertainment, maybe we sometimes take too much of a look into it, and it's purely meant as just entertainment to, you know, you're stressed out from work, you know what I'm saying, you get in your car, and you want to turn up.
It definitely is, because, I mean, like, if, like, it's Freddie or Shorty, we're just a square, and just real, real straight and narrow, or, like, just how she moves. I wouldn't nobody be checking for her, because, like, at the end of the day, even though on paper, that image sounds like it appears to be like it would be the just how one should be. But at the end of the day, especially like if you're like in the entertainment industry, like, nobody wants to see that shit. Motherfuckers want to see you acting ratchet. Motherfuckers want to see you wilding out, doing the most, acting crazy on social media. You know, screaming in your phone on live. Doing all that shit, but Welcome to 2018. That's just it's life now.
It is life, unfortunately. As we all know, social media and the internet is the devil. And it seems like it definitely perpetrates it. It continues to make it, perpetual. And actually, that brings us back to, like, Colin Kaepernick. I don't know if you've seen, Doug, those memes that have since popped up from that Nike ad. So, like,
the only memes I've been seeing these days are the memes with that nigga Ralph motherfucking ad.
Oh, yeah. That has been taking the internet over.
I've seen, like, at least, like, 100 million of them bitches within the past, like, week.
Oh, yeah.
They all funny, but damn, everybody got one.
I saw one where it was like, this dude was like, when your shawty going through and looking for her debit card, but what she don't know is you got the debit card. it was Nico with dreads. And honestly, I had to save it to my Instagram because this shit was hilarious. But I digress. So, like, there are a lot of memes about this Colin Kaepernick ad campaign. And one of the more funnier ones was Kanye. And it was Kanye's image with slavery was a choice on there. And then it was Adidas. There's been a couple others I've seen, too, that have just been, like, it'll be like Donald Trump.
Hold up. Don't wear them 350s around me. I forgot how shit went.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. That's a drizzy.
No, I was talking about don't wear no 350s around me. So you pull up, you see, she got Yeezys. Oh, you got to take them off, man.
Yo, honestly, though, those Yeezys were killing it when they first came out. That was, like, the real hot-ass fucking shoe.
I don't be seeing them bitches no more like that. Last summer, I used to see everybody wearing the bitches. These days, I swear I don't see cats wearing the bitches like that. And when I do, I look at them now, and they're just like, I used to see them bitches as hard as fuck. Now I look at them now, they're just like,
Yo, it's because Adidas watered down that design into, like, all of their fucking sneakers.
That is true.
And so it cheapens the shoe.
That's true. Like
the Nike Yeezy, like, the only thing that's close to that is a Victor Cruz's shoe. And even at that, it's different. And so they just watered down the design.
Shit, I ain't gonna lie, though, even though Ye be on his bullshit, or has been on his bullshit, dog, them new Yeezys, I kind of want them bitches, dog, low-key. Everybody be trashing them, but, like,
Which ones?
Them big puffy looking.
Oh, yeah. I think those are, like, the wave runners.
I don't know what them bitches called. I don't know. Them bitches low-key hard as fuck. I don't care what nobody say.
You know, it's kind of that whole chunky shoe movement that's popping off right now, which is funny because it goes back to the white racist Nike shoes.
I was thinking about that shit too when you bought them stuff. That style shoe. I feel like people are going for that now. I see girls all the time wearing like them big chunky feelers. I feel like for years ago, you see somebody wearing a bitch, just like, dog, you got some biscuits on. Now, those are the wave now.
Yeah, they are. I was talking to my sister, and she bought a pair of those.
The feelers?
And I was the
white ones?
Yes. And what she told me, I was like, man, I've been wearing feelers in a grid.
Felines. I had no felines since, like, my freshman year in high school. Them joints that used to be a flock. Everybody had them. Boys.
Everybody had
the bitch with the strap on. You know you had some. Yeah.
It was on that deal too. It was that that 29 for
you had some.
That two for $89.99.
Yup. I mean, I had a great pair. You had some too.
Yeah, I had them Black Johns.
Yup.
That's honestly one of the definitions of preppy pimping is them fucking Fila, because them boys. Everybody had them. I had the black pair, the black suede. Them hoes was hard.
Hey, but I need my my Fila Velour jumpsuit though.
Dog, I'm trying to ride that wave too. Honestly,
I need. I'm about to start popping out. I'm about to start wearing them, but Velour jumpsuits, and I'm not gonna wear a shirt underneath it. And I don't have my chain out too. So
yeah. Honestly, I feel like if you're gonna do the Velour jumpsuit, no shirt underneath with the chain, I feel like you can't do draws neither. I feel like
that
you have to
be
let.
Not comfortable, bro. No
I feel
cow.
Like you have to let the dick swing and let them know. Let them know. Hey, yo, this is how I'm living.
That should be mad comfortable, dog. I ain't.
It would.
For real.
That's though. Gonna be the move all fall and winter. And honestly, I know they make the Velour
You can't be free balling though during the winter, dog. I get too cold for that shit. Especially we live in Michigan, bro.
I would do it, man.
Like, I ain't about to be free balling in the middle of winter. And I'm not about to be free balling in the middle of a Michigan winter. I'm sorry, I can't do that shit, bro. I need all the layers I can get.
That's true. But, I'm just thinking that I'd be going from house to car. I got that auto start. That auto start on them one time.
You don't got them heated seats still. No, I'm about to be free balling in the middle of Michigan winter, bro. I'm sorry.
Yo, honestly, that's you. Maybe you're right about that, because I would hate to think about, like, imagine if you got frostbite on, like, your balls.
Man, but the way it's Wonderland, you only got like another week to be freeballing if you live in Michigan.
That's true.
Because it's about to start getting cold.
It is. You know what? This weather's been fucking up a lot of people, because people have been getting sick because it's been real hot, then real cold, then real hot.
I'm being sick. I'm about to invest in a hazmat suit. I ain't trying to get sick, dog.
Yeah. I fucking Lysol
shit to do
and Purell every fucking thing, bro. Everything, because I can't get down with that sickness, man.
Hey, but somewhat backing up to what we were talking about earlier, question for you.
All right.
Checks or stripes?
Honestly, I'm going to say check, and not just because it's the socially responsible thing to do or socially conscious thing to do. As you know, the listeners probably don't know, I am a huge Jordan head. I fuck with the Jordan brand.
I got the Aqua A's on right now.
Heavy, heavy. And, you know, honestly, Jordan brand is a part of Nike. I got a hella pair of Nike Huaraches. I fuck with them. Air Force Ones, I fuck with
them.
You know, Adidas is clean, but there's only a couple of Adidas I really fuck with that heavy.
Dog, I ain't gonna lie. I've never been like an Adidas wearing motherfucker, like anything. Like all Adidas I've ever owned in my life was these low cut all black pair of shell toes, which I sold them bitches. I got tired of them after them. Tired of wearing them after like one or two wears. I was like, man, fuck these bitches. I'm about to sell them to my uncle.
It's really only the shell toes. The shell toes was the hardest ones they got. And then, like, honestly, the Stan Smiths are cool, but I feel like that's played out.
I've literally owned three Adidas pieces ever in my life. Them all black shell toes. I sold. Like that classic, the classic slides with the stripes on the front.
Oh yeah.
I still got them bitches. My brother gave them to me though. But yeah, I ain't buying them. But it's these pair of Sam Smiths I just bought back in like April, I want to say. It's like I've never seen anybody wear them. It's like they're gray with like the black laces, but like just like the material of the shoe, it's like I don't know exactly how to describe it.
Those wool boys, huh?
Yeah, like it's like gray wool, like with the black laces.
It's like a flannel action.
Yeah, because the white bottoms bitch is hard as fuck. But I've still get to wear them motherfuckers, like, because I'm just like, shit, I'm checks up with stripes this way. Like, I've been wearing Nike all my life. Like, shit, I got some Nike shorts on right now. I got my Aqua 8s on right now. Like, shit, like I'm taking some Nikes over Adidas any day. Like, I feel like. Once upon a time, one would say Nike was like that sneaker in terms of just like, you know, like just over sports shoe, just like really just an overall just sneaker in general. But like,
they were dominating the market for a minute.
And I feel like Adidas is like is taking that spot. Well, I feel Adidas, but then they tie with Vans. I would definitely say that. But like Adidas and Vans, those are like definitely like those shoe brands. Like you can't go nowhere these days. Well, seeing somebody in them, them black on white shell toes, or some skate highs or lows, like
yeah,
those are some sneakers right now.
They are, and honestly, I it makes me not want them, because I see everybody else with them. It's just kind of like I gotta be my own person. I gotta be individual. I gotta be. Stay true to the brand, preppy pimping.
I mean,
this bitch.
Slip ons like a motherfucker though. Like them niggas, them slip on Vans. That's my shoe right now. I ain't gonna lie. Like no, I got a pair of the skate highs last summer. I wore them for a photo shoot, and that's the only time I ever wore them. Them bitches is crispy as fuck though. I just don't be wearing them.
I feel. I bought a white pair a couple years ago, and then I looked at them in the box. I bought them from Journeys, and I was like, I can't even fucking do it, dog. I took them back, returned them that same day.
I can't do no coat whites, because, like, I'd be a type cat, like, I'm only going to wear them just, like, twice. Then I'm going to throw them away, and I don't want to be wasting like that, so I'm just not going to even go there.
I feel that. You know, I typically have at least one to two pairs of white shoes, just because I like to come out the house crispy like that. But after, like, one or two wears, yeah, they're not that crispy anymore.
I got this low-cut white leather pair of Chucks that my ex got me. Shout out to you for buying it, bitches, for me, because them boys is crispy.
Shout out.
I don't be wearing them like that, but they still crispy as fuck. So good looking.
Good looking. We were talking about this earlier, but so I dropped, I'm an iPhone stan, an Apple stan. I got the AirPods, I got the Apple Watch, got the MacBook, got the iPhone, and I dropped my shit the other day. I cracked the screen so bad, and fortunately enough, Apple dropped that keynote, and I copped the new one, or I pre-ordered it. I got the 10S Max, because big screen phone around here.
That bitch OTW.
Is on the way.
Man, dog. I'm not investing in no new Apple phone until y'all niggas actually do some, like, actually, like, do, like, a real modification to that bitch. Like, that's what all y'all motherfuckers do is take one thing away or one little thing and act like y'all just revolutionized some shit. And you didn't. And also, how the fuck them boys skipping, going from the 8 to the 10? Like, why is it not about to be an iPhone 9?
Yo, what if in an alternate world?
What the fuck?
What if there is an iPhone 9? Like, what if it is a thing?
They go do this after the 10. Now we're gonna drop the 9.
Yeah.
Honestly, all they did was taking the button away.
You know, they took the button away.
They took the whole screen button away. That's it.
It's a little bit faster, and it's got a much better camera. The camera is clean.
They always do that. Like they make the camera quality a little bit better. Like, I mean, this shit already is still. Like, I'm still rocking with the 7, and that, like, the camera quality on that bitch is still crystal clear. Like, man, until y'all boys do some real shit to that bitch, dog, I'm not upgrading. I'm mad. I upgraded from the 6 because
six is clean.
Yeah, and I'm mad now that I can't use just like any type of headphones for my phone. Like, I have to specifically use the use some Apple Buds. Like, I can't put no Dre's in my shit anymore, nothing like that. Like, no, I gotta use a little Apple earbuds.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie. I feel like we family here. So I'm gonna share a very personal story with y'all with my iPhone experience. So my 7 was my first iPhone, and you know, it was cool, but it didn't have that headphone jack there, all right? And so, needless to say, I was at my house. I was a little lonely, all right? I threw on some X-Vids, and my phone was on 5%, and I was like, all right, I'm about to make this real quick, all right? About, you know, maybe 5-10 minutes, I should be good to throw it on that charger. But I threw the headphones on, right? And I realized halfway through the sesh that the battery was dying so quickly, man. It was depleting, and I didn't want to pop out the headphones to charge it because it's like, you know, I'm in the middle of handling business right now, but it's dying. You know what I'm saying? So Apple, bring back that jack so I can continue to jack in peace. Yeah, that's my only gripe. That's my only gripe. Now I got the AirPods though, so
man, fuck them AirPods, dog. If I had a pair of AirPods, I'd have lost them bitches the same day.
Dog, they clean, bro. They clean.
I wouldn't be able to keep up with them. I don't deserve a pair of AirPods. Keep it a buck.
Like, they make some cool cases. So, like, as I mentioned, Apple Stan, I got the Apple Watch. They actually make a band for your Apple Watch that allows you to store your AirPods and that's crazy.
I don't want no Apple Watch because I play it just like no other way. Stay Detroit, you know? Yeah. StayDetroit.net, by the way, too. Shout with me. Instagram, @StayDetroit. #StayDetroit. Shout with me. You know the fuck going on.
Plug it one more time. I don't think they listening.
StayDetroit.net, you know, gotta plug it like 50 million times. Because yeah, it's the brand. Rep that.
StayDetroit.net.
Shout out to Finger Lab, by the way, too. 4-1.
And also, shout out Ann Arbor, shout out Flint, Michigan. You already know that's where your boy from. Blah! But anyways, back to the story at him. When I was in the Sprint store, I was taking a look at the Samsung, the counterpart. And I used to be a
Who
Samsung.
Who the fuck still use Androids, dog?
Yo, honestly, a lot of people do.
I don't see nobody with Androids anymore.
You know, it's one of those things that when you go to text someone and you wait to see what color it changes to.
You just get text messages like, oh, they on that droid.
Yeah, you'd be this guy. And it used to be back in the day that, like.
Droid was the lit to me back in the day.
It was. It was clean.
Hey, you remember the Android Echo I used to have, aka two screens?
Two screens.
Dog, that bitch was so fucking hard. I used to, like this, like I don't think, cause like they canceled this phone so fast, like people never really got to get hip to it like that.
Google it.
Please do Google that, motherfuckers. Like, dog,
the shit was lit.
Like, even now, like nobody, Apple, Android, nobody has done anything like this. Like, I'm telling you, bro, this motherfucker phone literally had two screens on that bitch, bro.
I got two screens.
And my nickname used to be Two Screens with a Z.
Get it how you live with the
For
Z.
For real, like, dog, that bitch was so hard. Like, it looked like a Nintendo DS.
It did look like a DS, bro.
And the thing is, though, you could have, like, two different things going on. Like you can have some shit going on one screen, and you could have some totally different shit going on the other screen. Like, that bitch was so fucking hard.
So basically what you're telling me is, like, I could have had the X-Viz going on one screen, and I could have, you know, probably, like, I don't know, something else going on. That's cool. Yep. That's cool.
And you could have been playing it just like that on that motherfucker.
You know, honestly, you were talking about iPhones and if they switch something up. Yo, what if Apple brought the flip phone back? Would you be here for it?
Hell no. Nah.
Yo, honestly.
It's 2018. Fuck that shit. Honestly,
I might fuck with it because you ever get like an annoying phone call or you just on the phone with someone, you real angry and you want to hang up. It's not satisfying to hit the end button. I'm trying to close that motherfucker. Man, I need you to know I hung up on you.
Dog, if you see a nigga with a flip phone in 2018, 10 times out of 10, he sound dope.
Oh, yeah, 10 out of 10. Honestly, yeah, it is like that burner boy that's like, it'd be 1999 at CVS with the SIM card.
them Obama phones.
Yeah. Yo, I forgot about that. Obama was out here giving free phones out to people.
The bitches you get from Sam's Club?
Yeah. Yo, how fucked would it be if someone did have the Obama phone but was out here trapping on that?
If you got that bitch... That is what you're doing with it.
Yeah. Yo, trapping off the after EBT card, you know what I'm saying?
That kind of niggas know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yo, that's almost as bad as like going on an Instagram after you just like hit a lick on somebody and then recording that said lick. You're like, yeah, dog. You know what I'm saying? We just hit this motherfucker. We just
people do be doing that stupid shit, though.
They do all the time.
All the time. Actually.
They are telling on themselves. Personally, if I was to do some shit like that, no one would know.
Hey, you want to know what's funny about rap music?
What's that?
Is that if you listen to like what the motherfucker's saying, well, more so just like when nigga talks some trap shit, like, either they did do what they're doing and they're incriminating themselves, unless they're talking about the shit post the statute of limitations.
It's probably not to post statute of limitations.
More likely not. Yeah. But like, it's either like dog is telling himself or he capping.
Yeah, probably the latter.
But like, regardless, like, however you look at it, it's still not a stop yet.
Yo, so like, I have noticed that quite a lot in rap songs.
But I still enjoy shit though, so I don't give a fuck.
It's for entertainment, but sometimes it does make you laugh. Like, this is one Drake song where he says that he lets Future run his dope operation, and I remember thinking
Drake ain't selling no dope.
Yeah, he's not selling dope. Okay. At Future, he's probably got some people that's slaying it for him, but Future ain't out here selling dope. Or your boy T Grizzly, in every song, he incriminates himself and about four or five other people. There was one song.
Hey, shout out to T Grizz, West Side shit.
There was a song where he said that he went in this nigga's house and stole his PlayStation, and he knew it was him.
Bro, I didn't like, not with you, but based on the this track record Dog had, like, He was T was definitely on some of that bullshit that you was talking about. Like, I can't necessarily say that like all of it is like was 100% facts, but like, nah, dog like hitting licks.
Yeah, you know, honestly, one rapper who I do rock with the long way because they got bars, but also they just seem like a real good person. Is 2 Chainz. You ever watch a show on Vice called Most Expensive as Shit?
I seen a couple of them bitches. That nigga be doing some wild shit.
He does. And that's what makes me have credibility to his rap game. He'll be like, yeah, I ate a gold tortoise the other day. Yeah. I pooped out its ducklings. Yeah. It didn't even make no fucking sense. But I know that he is around shit like that all the time.
And I know he on some wild shit. Like, some real extravagant, high-end, wild shit.
High-end just, I watched an episode one time, and it was, I guess when people are into this, if you're into it and you're a listener, no shame, no judgment. But it's interesting. It's interesting. Yo, people are out here buying full-size replica mermaid and merwomen tails as made from rubber.
Why?
I don't know.
Por qué?
I don't know. Like, there's like, it was an episode I was watching, and it was like, it's like $10,000 to just sit around a pool and look like a mermaid or merman.
You want to know how I feel about that?
Tell me.
I think it's fucking stupid. But teach his / her own.
Yeah.
But I think that's just fucking stupid.
You know, it made me think about, like, let's say mermaids and merwomen were real, okay? Hypothetically speaking, of course. How do they reproduce? Are they like fish? Do they, like, because fish, I'm pretty sure, don't quote me on this, but I saw facts over here that they lay eggs.
Out of what?
I don't know, man.
Do fishes have assholes?
I'd imagine so, man. Because, like, fish take shit. Like, if you ever had a fish, you got to clean that motherfucking tank.
I only had goldfish. Them bitches died in, like, 3 days.
They do, but they took a couple shits in them 3 days, bro.
I didn't take good care of them.
But yeah, like, how would a gold, like, going back to the mermaid, merwomen, how would they take care of their children? Would it be like some Finding Nemo shit? Like, do they just, like, find, like, a little condo to live in and then just, like, chill? You know what I'm saying? The duration of time? I don't know. These are the questions that keep me up at night, personally.
Really?
I'm not going to lie. They do. Because I need to know how it happens. Explain the logic to me, someone, man, please.
Insomnia is what keeps me up at night, bro. I'm not going to lie.
I feel you, honestly. You know, I always have like a random thought of the day, and I write it down in a book and in my notes section on my iPad.
Do you really?
I do, honestly. Because one day, it occurred to me, I was in the middle of work, and I was thinking, huh, you know what? I need to do some grocery shopping later on. Need to go buy some food. So, man, I need some breakfast food.
Had to go to the market.
Yeah, I had to go to the market, dog. Let me buy some oatmeal. And then I thought about it. I was like, oh, shit. They call it oatmeal because it's made from oats, and you eat it as a meal. Oatmeal.
Dog, get the fuck out of here.
let me blow your mind one more time.
No, my mind is not blown by that shit, bro.
Peanut butter? Okay, dig this. So there's regular butter, okay? And that's a spread because you spread it on the bread, okay? Now, peanut butter is referred to as this because what do you do with peanut butter? You spread it on. And what's it made from? Peanuts. Peanut butter.
No!
That's the origin. That's the origin, dog.
Brian, I'm sorry. You're not saying a revolution.
One more.
You're not saying a revolution.
One more. Right, one more. Because I'm keeping people's third eye open. All right. One more. That you ever see a police dog? I personally have not seen one up close and personal. I've Googled images of them. They have the badge number of K-9. It's because they're canines, dog.
Was the pun intended for you to end up saying dog?
It wasn't, but it was clean though, huh?
Meal is from the Latin word molere, which means to grind.
Yeah, so
that's random as fuck.
A little more research on that. I did some digging on it, and I found out that it was not actually because it's referred to as a meal, but that it's ground down into it. Yeah. So, fun fact for everyone who wants to, have some witty office banter or a lightheaded trivia joke, that's where the origin of oatmeal comes from. Also, I used to smoke a lot of weed, and these are the thoughts I would have.
Dog, I love oatmeal, bro.
oatmeal is pretty good, man. A little brown sugar in there.
When I was younger, my granny, she used to put applesauce in my oatmeal.
That's interesting.
And I also eat it like that.
Doug, you ever have the oatmeal that has the dinosaur eggs that hatch?
Hell no.
Yo, it's good as it's good as fuck. My grandparents used to buy that for me. You go through and it's little eggs, okay? Then when you add that hot water to it.
I like fruit in my oatmeal, bro.
I like little dinosaurs. I'm on.
Or that brown sugar.
Yeah, that brown sugar.
That brown sugar, baby.
Yo. Tough question, though. Tough question. Yeah.
Sugar.
Yo, oatmeal, grits, or cream or wheat? Cream of wheat.
Fuck cream of wheat, but damn, dog. That's a going to decide between oatmeal and grits.
Yeah, that's
damn.
Tough.
I can't do. Can I have? Actually, what? I don't want both.
What about malto meal?
Ooh.
What the fuck is that?
Yo, malto meal is clean, too.
What is that?
It's clean. It's a similar grain, morning grain.
Man, all I know is for my grits, if I don't have some cheese over that shit with some sugar sprinkled over that shit, fuck them grits. I don't want
you
know,
that's interesting that you would choose.
Or some eggs.
That's interesting that you would do cheese with the sugar. That's like savory with sweet.
Sugar!
You don't put a slice of cheddar on your apple pie?
I've never done that.
Randy, you do?
Sometimes. It's a thing.
It is a thing. I've heard of people do that before. But I've never personally done that before. I can see it making sense, though.
No, I don't know about this shit, bro.
Because it's kind of like, I personally like chocolate-covered pretzels, and that's the sweet. With
like,
the salty.
Like say, like sweet and savory. I don't know about that sweet and savory. Yeah. But no, what's some real good shit though is taking a grape and taking a cheese cube and eating bitches at the same time. That shit so fire.
Yo, I can't say I've done that either, man.
You need to start doing it because that shit fire.
I need to refine my palate. I was in Whole Foods the other day, man. I love Whole Foods. And I saw that they had, like, blueberry cheese, and I looked at that, I was like, damn, what the fuck is this?
I ain't gonna lie, that shit sound fire.
Yeah, it's not for me, man. It it looked like it's good for someone, but not for me. I'm more of a Munster guy.
Is the spread blue? I mean, for real, it's blueberry cheese.
Yeah, it was blue.
Oh, really?
It was like a white cheese with, man, like, blueberries
gonna,
in it.
Dude, I'm going to pull the Whole Foods. Give me some blueberry cheese,
pull up
bro.
The Whole Foods, man.
But I'm going to have blue spread on my bagels, bro, in the morning. That shit going to be so lit.
Yo, if you're an Amazon Prime member, newsflash, you also get a discount at Amazon. Or, I'm sorry, at Whole Foods.
Yeah, whenever I go to Whole Foods, I was talking about, am I an Amazon Prime member? I'm always like, nah.
Dog, yeah, get on that, man. Because with Amazon Prime, not only do you get free shipping on all your Amazon orders, but dig this, you also get access to Amazon Prime for videos. And then you also, on top of it, you get an Audible membership as well, too. So you can go through and listen to audiobooks and you'll really enrich yourself while you're doing other things besides listening to this podcast.
I just ordered a book bag off Amazon.
You could have got free shipping, dog.
That motherfucking book bag charges your phone.
What?
It really. Well, the thing is, though, I haven't, like, quite figured out how to make it do that, but it's supposed to do that.
Yo, that's wild. How much was that backpack? Was it $1,000?
Hell no. That bitch was only, like, with, like, shipping and shit, that bitch was only, like, 40-something.
That's a good price. I, my backpack, I also ordered from Amazon, and I bought two or three of them. Because fuck shit keeps happening.
You thought you bought three book bags because you knew something would happen to the first two.
Oh no, the first one got chewed up by a dog. The second one, I had an accident at work. I'm not going to disclose what happened, but I fucked up that backpack. And now I've got the third one. It's on the third gen. I should probably buy like a warranty or something from here on out.
Yeah, you don't seem to have good luck with book bags, bro.
No, book bags have not been my forte. Do you remember back in the day, like when people were in elementary school, middle school, and if you were doing this in high school, you definitely got clowned. But when people used to have the wheelie backpacks with the wheels on them,
oh, them bitches was disruptive.
Because like if you think about it, the amount of weight that you're carrying on your back, all right, It's better for your health to carry it along like a little carry-on bag. Roll it around.
Images is loud. And you scuff up the floors.
Yeah. And also, too, like, it looked hilarious. But those people are, right now, are probably, you know, somewhere living their best life. And they're back. They've got no problems. They probably have, like, a 10,000 credit score, and that's not even possible. They probably own a couple G5 jets, a couple Raris. I could be putting a little too much on them.
Yeah.
They probably just, like, just chill.
They're doing all right. they doing all right.
They probably manage Qdoba or something.
Bro, how the fuck we get started talking about book bags? Oh, no, y'all was talking about fucking Amazon and shit, and I'm just talking about how I just was like a recent consumer of a book bag from them boys.
Yeah, I bought a new bed frame on Amazon the other day.
Really?
Yeah. Should be here Tuesday. It's pretty nice.
I've been sleeping in the same bed since I was 12. That bitch is big as fuck, though.
I dig.
And
I dig.
I just put another mattress on it, so now that bitch is big, big.
Yeah. Double big. I had to go through and buy a new frame because I'm kind of going through this interior redesign phase of my, you know, my house and bedroom. And I wanted to go through and kind of breathe some new life into it. We got a new season coming up, so I want to sell the old frame, and you know, I got this new frame. I'm adding a couch into my bedroom. I was gonna get I think it's called a chaise lounge, but I was looking at it and I was like, the couch makes more sense.
I have two mirrors in my room because I'm vain, but I'm a minimalist at the same time too, so I don't really have much shit in my room.
Also, too, you could also be trying to ward off vampires by having two mirrors.
I got the tall mirror, so I can, you know, hit myself with the fit check. Then I also got a mirror on my wall, and then I have it positioned on the side of my bed. It's like when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I see is myself. I need a couple mirrors in my room because I'm vain. I ain't gonna lie, being vain is not okay, but it's like. It's one of the things about myself that, like, I've just come to own. Like, I'm a little vain, but I love myself, so.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
You know, honestly, I was going to say that it is great that you have become self-actualized with that and that you are able to recognize that about yourself.
Live your truth, goddammit.
You have to, because I feel like that's one thing that a lot of people don't necessarily do is that they might not necessarily live their truth, or they might run away or hide the fact that they feel a certain way about something.
I mean, I can sit here and talk about all the shit that, like, I know that, like, I got a problem with doing, but I still continue to do it because it's just me.
Yo, live your life. And honestly, there's probably a lot of other people that are doing the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we ain't perfect.
No one's perfect. No one is. But, you know, that's what makes us human. That's what lets us know that we're living. And honestly, I almost self-incriminated myself just now because I almost shared something I did crazy on the highway the other day. But I'm not going to do that because I'm not one of these fools on Instagram. Anywho, new topic. No, but I before coming in, so it's Sunday here. We always record on Sundays here at the beautiful studios of Podcast Detroit. Always shout out to them.
Stay Detroit. Stay Detroit. Done that. Shop
with them.
That's why we fuck with Podcast Detroit, because they repping.
They repping. Always repping. But one thing that I read an article. I'm, you know, huge football fan. The Lions. It's going to be a long season for us.
Shout out to Lions. We have boys need to get together.
Yeah, they do. But I read this article about this Buffalo Bills player who basically halfway through the game, so they were playing the Chargers, and they were getting spanked. It was like 28-6, and bro was basically like, nah, fuck this. I'm out, dog. I'm fucking out, bro. And he quit halfway through the game and fucking retired.
That's like you playing the game, and you getting smacked, so you just cut that bitch off.
Yo. It is like getting 21, though. He was like, nah, man. I'm out this point. Yo, but honestly, that's wild. When I read that, I was like, damn, my man can't be serious that he would just literally was like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm done.
Shelfie has a plan B.
I would hope so too. But honestly, I feel like he'd be all right because, like, he probably played in the year in the league for a few years. Hopefully, he would have accumulated a decent amount of money. Had a money manager managed it.
You don't need to be fucking a bag up, though.
They do. You know, honestly, what's interesting too about being in the NFL is that they get paid on like a per game basis. You know what I'm saying? So they get a check cut after every game. So, bro, I wonder what they did with this check. He probably had that.
He got half of it because he played half the game.
He probably had that direct deposit and they they snatched it from him.
No, he's got half of it.
He's looking at it impending.
You only play half the game. You only get half the pay. You should have stuck it all out. You still could have got paid for this shit. You could have quit afterwards.
Yeah. And to update the listeners, the Lions definitely took an L today.
Well, man, what was the score, dog?
It was 27-30. We lost to the fucking 49ers.
Oh, that's not so bad.
We lost to Jimmy G.
But y'all still need to get together, man. We got down.
We got the Patriots coming up next week, bro. Oh. About to take an L. Unless Patricia is like, you know what? I still know that defense like the back of my hand.
Man. And for record, I ain't about to sit up here and act like I follow football like that because I don't. But, you know, I'm a Detroit nigga, so you already know. Regardless, I'm banging the Lions till the death do his part. Like, shit. Like, even when them boys was 0-16, shit. I still, you know, saying repping for the Lions. Still watching that shit on Thanksgiving Day. And it's like, man, it's so shitty because, like, every fucking Thanksgiving – I watched the Lions, and it's like, they always lose.
It's like, I cut
the shit on knowing, like, dog, these niggas about to lose.
Yeah.
But, like, I still watch the shit.
There was one year where I was talking, I was getting quite sage with my shit talking. And honestly, they won. It was over Minnesota, and it was fucking my man's Darius Slay, big play Slay. Shouts out to you, my guy, because you made me look like a football god. Because I called it. And
hey, stay Detroit. Shout out to the Lions, though.
That was the best Thanksgiving dinner and the best Thanksgiving game outside of that.
Man, Thanksgiving trash. In like 2 months, bro. I can't wait to eat some macaroni.
Dog, you ain't never lie, bro. I'm about to walk up in that boy off the dosha.
Off the
party starters. And I'm about to just eat some good food, you know, continue to vibe with family. And just honestly,
and later on the night, you're going to spend a bunch of money.
I don't know about that, man, because I don't know if I can get down with the holiday. You know, I like to spend my time with the family.
I'm talking about Black Friday night.
Yeah, man. I like to spend that time with the family. Occasionally go out and see what craziness is popping. But
I'm trying to go to Walmart so I can see a fight.
Yeah. You know what's crazy, man, is how many people die every year on Black Friday?
Some, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Or bullshit.
Like, is it worth it? Is saving an extra $200 on a fucking TV worth someone's life?
Unfortunately, to some niggas, yes.
Like, could you imagine, like, I gotta go through and get this new Polly Pocket? And you're trampling over someone to buy your daughter a Polly Pocket? I couldn't.
Man, see, like, I'm a Cyber Monday type nigga, bro.
I prefer that one.
Especially because, like, well, one, just like, sorry, like, electronics and shit, like, I don't even watch TV. I don't, like, even own. Well, I have a TV in my apartment, but I don't watch it. It's in the living room. I don't ever watch it. I don't even want to turn it on. Yes. That's just how behind I am. But no, it's just like, I'm not buying no electronics and like clothes. I don't like going to the mall and whatnot. But I'm always talking inside the microphone. Is this just straight now?
It's straight now.
Straight ahead only.
All right, bet. My bad. But yeah, I'm not a Black Friday type of dude. I'm a more of a Cyber Monday guy, especially, you know, on StayDetroit.net. Yeah, we're having them deals, you know, Cyber Monday. Yeah, so come there. Yo, stay tuned, SaveDetroit.net. You know, shout me.
What's crazy is that Black Friday actually, like, it doesn't even start on Friday. It starts on fucking Thursday. Like, literally, the way that Thanksgiving goes is, like, you wake up, you get clothes ready, you coordinate with your family a little bit. You might take a couple Instagram photos and whatnot.
Of your nasty-ass plate.
Yeah, watch the Lions play. Eat said food.
If you're Black, you definitely don't need to be taking pictures of your Thanksgiving plate because we all eating the same shit. Let's keep it a buck. We all had the collard greens.
Yep.
We all had a macaroni.
Yep.
We all had a, what's it is? Huh?
The yams, dog. The sweet potatoes.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But no, that's some other shit. No,
the dressing.
Dressing. I don't fuck with dressing, though.
Man, that dressing hit.
The cornbread.
Yo, green bean casserole, bro. Green bean casserole, that shit is lit.
Not my people, we don't be having that shit, though.
Dog, my people do. It's delicious.
And no, my folks, we don't eat turkey, we eat hen.
Yeah, honestly, we do the same thing over at my house. We do hen for Thanksgiving.
I fucking hate Thanksgiving turkey, though. That shit is fucking trash.
Yeah, it is. It's always real dry.
Yeah.
It's dry.
It be all stringy, and yeah. Like, it's hard to eat.
Yeah. It's only good for sandwiches.
Fuck around, choke on that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck.
That's what the gravy and the cranberry sauce is for.
That's true.
That shit nasty.
Honestly, I don't rock with cranberry sauce either. But the gravy does make it a little bit better, depending on where you at. Sometimes you get the mashed potatoes, get a little gravy, make like a little volcano, hit it with a little turkey.
You got to teach your mom or your aunt or your grandma to cook turkey better.
Honestly, you right about that. We tried to deep fry it one year, and that did not fucking go over well.
We just don't eat. It's not even that, like, the turkey can't be prepared. It's just like, we don't even play it with turkey. Like, nah, we about to eat the hen. Hen is so good, though. But at the end of the day, all that matters is Thanksgiving macaroni. Like, that's all that matters.
Yo, I'm there for the Thanksgiving macaroni, the sweet potatoes with the marshmallows on top.
I don't be doing all that shit.
In the fucking green bean casserole.
Nah, sweet potatoes, nah. See, and like, I'm crazy. I like to mix my macaroni with my sweet potatoes.
Yo, it's delicious.
That should be so fire.
Yeah. Which is interesting because that's also, depending on how it's prepared, sweet and savory.
Also, I hope somebody ain't got an apple pie. I'm trying to tap into an apple pie one time.
Oh, with the cheese?
Fuck, no, I ain't doing that shit. I like to play it. Get you a nice hot slice of apple pie. Throw some French vanilla ice cream on top of that boy. Man, that shit's so fire.
Yo, confession, man. I really fuck with pumpkin pie real heavy, and we got Halloween right around the corner.
I don't ever be eating a pumpkin pie.
I'm about to fuck it up, man. I'm about to fuck it up.
You can have it, bro. I'm just gonna say I'm pumpkin pie.
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, yeah, I was hanging out with one of my... my Caucasian friends, my white friends, they put me on to eating pumpkin pie. This shit is delicious, bro. I'm not going to lie to you. It's good as fuck. I had a conversation one day between, it was sweet potato pie, pecan pie, or pumpkin pie. I'm not going to lie. Don't take my card away. But, yo, I think pumpkin pie got the dub.
Man, I'm 180 degrees of the pumpkin pie, bro. And I'm 180 degrees on the pecan pie, so that leaves sweet potato pie. Make sure that piece hot and ready. And throw a piece the nice little scoop of vanilla ice cream on that bitch, bro.
That dollop of vanilla ice cream.
Or the goddamn some peach cobbler, bro. Some peach cobbler, bro. Man, I'm so hyped for Thanksgiving, dog. It's only 2 months away. I can't wait. I'm not about to be in the kitchen contributing to shit, but I'm definitely gonna be contributing to eating everything. You know?
Yeah. You know, I realized that I was becoming an adult when I was expected to bring a dish or something to go along with Thanksgiving. So I just bring
nothing but
like a couple bottles of wine because I like to see my family sauced.
Man, I don't bring nothing but an appetite.
That's real. That's real. But yo, we have the last 5 minutes left. And although it might seem like today's episode has been no specific message, no, we've been doing a lot of hella shout outs.
Except StayDetroit.net, you know.
Bow.
Instagram @StayDetroit, #StayDetroit. Shout with me.
So y'all already know.
Shout with me.
Y'all already know. It's shout outs.
Yeah.
So as we know, shop StayDetroit.net. But also, shout outs, last minute shouts out. Y'all already know what I'm about to say.
Oh, fuck Taco Bell, by the way.
Y'all know I don't agree with that.
I tried to say that.
San Pellegrino, or Pellegrino, because I drink it, and I wish that they would pay me for it. They could just pay me bottles of Pellegrino. I got the Lemonita one. But also, shout out to Chipotle. They burned me last week. I got a little sick from it. But you know what? I keep coming back. Because I love it.
Chipotle.
Yeah, man. It's good as fuck.
Now, see, I be Chipotle. I be making some crazy ass burritos, bro. My shit be so fucking crazy by the time they get through. My shit be so big. Them bitches be so crazy, bro. But they be so good. What about for my shit? Like chicken. We're doing like hella black beans.
They got the chorizo back now.
I would never fuck with the chorizo.
Yo, chorizo's good as fuck.
All I need is pollo. That's the only all I need.
All right, bet. And honestly, thank y'all for listening. This has been episode 4 of Preppy Pimpin'. Y'all be smooth, and we'll talk to y'all next time.